Sport New Zealand Disability Plan Progress Report. Summary. Adapted in 2024 by accessible format service Blind Low Vision New Zealand. There is one logo at the top of the page, Sport New Zealand Aotearoa. Introduction. Sport New Zealand's disability plan was launched in 2019 to enhance the well-being of disabled New Zealanders by addressing inequities in play, active recreation and sport. Its main aims were to improve the range and quality of physical activity opportunities available for disabled tamariki and rangatahi, and to influence sustainable long-term shifts in the play, active recreation and sport sector. The disability plan included 10 commitments from Sport New Zealand centred on three strategic priorities. 1. Working in partnership. 2. Investing to create better quality experiences. And 3. Building system-wide capability. Actions we've taken. This section includes highlights from some of the actions Sport New Zealand has taken to enable the sector to positively impact the quality of play, active recreation and sport opportunities and experiences for disabled tamariki and rangatahi. Priority 1. Partnerships. Over the past 4 years, there has been a significant change in the sector with an influx of organisations becoming involved in or influencing the provision of participation opportunities for disabled tamariki and rangatahi. This has been reflected in regional and national organisations increasing their capacity and capability to provide inclusive opportunities, as well as positive outcomes having been achieved as a result of organisations collaborating and working together. In 2021 to 2024, Sport New Zealand, 1. Partnered and invested in 15 regional disability organisations and 7 national disability sport organisations over the 2021 to 2024 period. 2. Partnered with 16 regional and national organisations to deliver new initiatives and programmes through the Disability Inclusion Fund. And 3. Continued to partner with and invest in national disability organisations, the Helberg Foundation, Special Olympics New Zealand and Paralympics New Zealand, to increase and enhance opportunities for disabled tamariki in rangatahi to be active. Priority 2. Investment. Through Sport New Zealand's disability plan, investment has been made into a broad range of regional and national disability organisations, as well as providers of sport, recreation and play through the following channels. 1. Direct disability investment. 2. Disability Inclusion Fund. And 3. Programs and funds such as Tu Manawa Active Aotearoa, Strengthen and Adapt and the Sport Development Leverage Fund. A wide range of organisations have received investment for targeted initiatives that aimed to improve the outcomes for disabled tamariki and rangatahi. In 2021 to 2024, Sport New Zealand, 1. Invested $2.1 million into 15 regional disability organisations and 7 national disability sports organisations. 2. Invested $3.6 million into the sector through the Disability Inclusion Fund for 16 three-year-long projects. And 3. Leveraged over $20 million from the Tu Manawa Active Aotearoa Fund, Strengthen and Adapt, and the Sport Development Leverage Fund to support a wide range of disability initiatives and programs. Priority 3. Capability. Over the last 4 years, Sport New Zealand and sector organisations have led a range of initiatives focused on facilitating learning and development opportunities for people across the play, active recreation and sport sector. These initiatives were designed to support a coherent and connected community of practice for the play, active recreation and sport sector, with a focus on the inclusion of disabled tamariki and rangatahi. In 2021 to 2024, Sport New Zealand, 1. Hosted an annual disability hui in 2022 and 2023 with over 200 attendees and bi-monthly disability sector virtual connects to provide a platform for sharing good practice, facilitating learning and development and fostering collaboration across the sector. 2. Launched the Inclusivity Hub with a dedicated section on disability to provide guidance for our partner organisations in creating inclusive practice, operations and systems. and 3 offered scholarships for 21 sector practitioners to attend the 2023 International Symposium of Adaptive Physical Activity, ISAPA, to share evidence-based insights, foster collaboration, and explore international best practices. Outcomes we're seeing. This section includes highlights from the progress the play, active recreation and sports sector has collectively made against outcomes in the Disability Plan Outcomes Framework. The Outcomes Framework includes Sport New Zealand's long and intermediate term outcomes, which are aligned to the New Zealand Disability Strategy. This data was gathered from Sport New Zealand's Active New Zealand, Voice of Rangatahi, Voice of Participant and other recent surveys. Overall experience of disabled people. 1. Across different settings, disabled people have a less positive experience in physical activity than their non-disabled peers. In some instances, this gap has widened since 2021. However, there is evidence of improved experiences for disabled people when opportunities are provided that meet their needs, for example, adapted versions, informal activities, activities with peers. 2. Overall, fewer disabled people enjoy being active than non-disabled people. However, there has been a significant increase in the percentage of disabled adults that enjoy being active since 2021. This reflects the pattern for non-disabled adults. And 3. Disabled young people are less satisfied with the quality of spaces and places in 2023 compared to 2022. Confidence and competence to participate in physical activity. 1. Overall, disabled people are much less likely to be confident, consider themselves to be good at physical activity, or have the motivation to be physically active than non-disabled people, with confidence being the indicator that shows the largest gap. 2. Disabled adults have seen improvements in all indicators from 2021 to 2023. This mirrors the improvements seen for non-disabled people. Support for disabled people to participate in physical activity by those around them. 1. Disabled people feel less encouraged and supported to participate in physical activity compared to non-disabled people. 2. While there has been improvements seen in disabled adults from 2021 to 2023, this mirrors the increases in non-disabled people. And 3. However, there has been a greater increase in the number of disabled young people who feel they have the support in their community to do the activities they want compared to non-disabled young people. Organisational knowledge and skills necessary to include disabled people. 1. Regional sport clubs are making progress towards improving capability to cater for disabled people, but more work is needed to ensure inclusion at all levels, from coaching and delivery to strategy and governance. 2. Only around a third of community sport clubs in New Zealand are fairly or completely confident that their leaders and deliverers are able to meet the needs of disabled people. And 3. And only 14% of clubs say it is essential or a priority to enhance opportunities for disabled people in their community, with most boards discussing matters related to disability sport rarely or not at all. Representation of disabled people in the sector. 1. Disabled people represented 3.4% of the sector's workforce in 2024, a very slight increase from 2020, 2.8%. 2. Representation in decision-making roles such as governance, 4.1%, board chairs, 6.8%, and people in leadership roles, 3.8%, is slightly higher than the overall workforce. Conclusion. It is important to recognise that many of the actions taken by Sport New Zealand and the sector may not yet have resulted in immediate impacts on participation rates in surveys and other measures of progress. System and behaviour change take time, and collective efforts must continue to create positive impacts on our intended outcomes into the future. We're committed to further improving the participation of disabled tamariki and rangatahi through Sport New Zealand's 2024-2028 strategy. The information gathered through this report, alongside other engagements with the sector, will inform the disability priorities of the current strategic cycle. Full document, plain text version, is available at click on the link, disability-plan-progress-report-2024-word-doc-version-1.docx (live.com). End of document.